This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday hook day, congratulations. You are over halfway done with the week and life is good. We are going to dig more into this FBI scandal that is expanding by the day because there is a question, an absolutely terrifying question that we need to ask ourselves. We'll do that here in just a couple moments. You, me, we are going to discuss power. How comfortable are we using it? We know the communists are, they love to use it. How comfortable are we? How comfortable should we be using it? We'll discuss that. We're going to discuss an amazing tell. You can tell when the communists are afraid, and I'll talk to you about that tell in a while. More cultural wins for us, more media protecting illegals. I'm not sure if I'd visit Vietnam, all kinds of emails, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to just recap a couple things really quickly, just so we can figure out where exactly we are, because we're going to talk about something here. Now, the story, and we've covered this already, a couple days, we've been talking about this. In fact, last week it initially came up, and the story initially was that China did some sort of meddling in the 2020 election. Now, I need to amend that story because more details are coming out, and more details are coming out, and more details are coming out. Here's a little amendment to that story. We don't actually know what China did in the 2020 election. We know they wanted to. I should clarify. We know they wanted to get involved in the 2020 election. We know they had plans to create fake driver's licenses. We know the goal of this was to elect Joe Biden. That will be important in a little while. Like that's what we know, but we don't actually know, because I've been probing this endlessly. Okay, they wanted to. Did they? What did they do? You know, I want a lot of things that I don't actually, I want a boat. I don't have one. Did they actually do it? What did they do? And the answer is pretty final now. We don't know. Isn't that anticlimactic? We don't know. But why don't we know? Because I have another thing. We won't ever know. Why? The FBI, the field office, it was the Albany field office of the FBI. They are the ones who discovered this little plot. And upon discovering this little plot, they did actually what they should do. They sent it up the chain. This is under FBI Director Christopher Wray. And as soon as FBI leadership heard about this, they simply shut down the investigation. It's not only that we don't know what China did or didn't do in 2020, we will never know because the FBI stopped it. That's not the huge point yet. You're just going to have to stay with me. Okay, so that there we have that. All right. Put that in your back pocket because there's something else, and this is, I want to make sure, I'm going to read this maybe a little long, but I want to make sure I'm being official about this whole thing. Is you, me, we're walking through facts here. This is from Chuck Grassley. Chuck Grassley's senator from Iowa. He is, that's not important for this purpose. The purpose, what makes this most important is Chuck Grassley is the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I know we're not all boned up on all the different committees. There's a bunch of them. Just know that is a majorly powerful committee that oversees things like the FBI. And so let me read from their official release today. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley today released internal Federal Bureau of Investigation emails revealing the FBI suppressed intelligence of alleged Chinese interference in the 2020 election to insulate then FBI Director Christopher Wray from criticism after Wray provided inaccurate and contradictory testimony to Congress. Pause. Let's all take a breath. I know it gets boring and nerdy when we do these details, but they matter. I'm going to continue. You ready? The FBI declassified and provided the requested records to Grassley, along with an accompanying cover letter, after Grassley initially received from information from whistleblower disclosures. Pause. Okay, so I know you can read between the lines. A whistleblower came forward, said the FBI buried this. Chuck Grassley said, hey, what do you have on this? Because we have new leadership, Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, they said, okay, let's look into it. They discovered things. They opened the books. They delivered it to Chuck Grassley. All right, continuing. The FBI emails offer an inside look at the Bureau's decision to recall and suppress an intelligence information report from the FBI's Albany field office on September 25th, 2020. The IIR, that's the Intelligence Information Report, contained information from an FBI confidential human source alleging the Chinese government was producing tens of thousands of fraudulent driver's licenses to manufacture mail-in votes for then-presidential candidate Joe Biden in the 2020 election. I'm almost done. One more second. According to the FBI, these allegations, despite showing initial signs of credibility, were allegedly never fully investigated due to the FBI's sudden and, I quote, abnormal decision to halt the investigation and bury the IIR's existence. A confidential human source approached the FBI, the Albany field office, and explained that our number one geopolitical opponent, Communist China, had not a small, a major, major operation underway to create tens of thousands of fraudulent votes for Joe Biden. Now that is nation-changing stuff. The FBI, upon hearing this information, not only declined to fully investigate, they took the report. Well, picture it as a piece of paper. They took the report from the confidential human source and dropped it essentially in the paper shredder. Okay? We'll keep going. Just stay with me here. Because after this, Christopher Wray had to go sit in front of Congress. Now, keep in mind, I said after this. The timeline is important. I know we're being nerdy detail people, but the timeline is important. So Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, upon finding out China was trying to steal an election, buried the information, then went and sat in front of Congress and said this.
The intelligence community's consensus is that Russia continues to try to influence our elections, primarily through what we would call malign foreign influence, as opposed to what we saw in 2016, where there was also an effort to target election infrastructure, you know, cyber targeting. We have not seen that second part yet this year or this cycle. But we certainly have seen very active efforts by the Russians to influence our election in 2020 through what I would call more the malign foreign influence side of things. Social media, use of proxies, state media, online journals, et cetera, an effort to both sow divisiveness and discord. And I think the intelligence community has assessed this publicly, to denigrate Vice President Biden and what the Russians see as kind of an anti-Russian establishment. That's essentially what we're seeing in 2020.
upon finding out China was producing or attempting to produce enough fake voters, he went before Congress and said, Russia, 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 and they're doing it on behalf of Joe Biden.
Okay.
We're going to ask a really important question when we get back. Before we get back, let me ask you a really important question. Who's your mobile provider? Your cell phone. We all have cell phones. I get it. It's the way it is. I have one. Everyone in my family has one. It's the way it is. And most people have Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. That's what most people have. Well, those companies are horrible. And I'm not even talking about their service. I'm not talking about that. Those companies have taken your money for years, and they have thrown your money after the most disgusting, despicable communist activities in this country as humanly possible. Every dime they could hand out to communism in this country, they did it. You know who's been funding so much of this stuff? You and me. And I'm not pointing fingers. I've had all three of them. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. I had them all. I've done it. We have a better option now. We have a patriotic, America-loving option. It's called Pure Talk. And it's not some fly-by-night mobile company where you're going to be dropping calls. They're on the exact same 5G network. It's the same towers. But a company that hires Americans. They'll charge you way less. You can keep your phone, keep your number. It's easy. Pick up that phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, digging into something here that may be a little frightening. Well, is frightening. We just don't know how frightening. It's the story we've discussed before, but now we're getting more and more details about the story. Federal Bureau of Investigation finds out China has a plan to steal the 2020 election for Joe Biden. And when you have a plan for tens of thousands of fraudulent votes, that's a plan to steal an election. It's only tens of thousands of votes that decide the presidency. The FBI, upon learning that China has this plan, they shut down any investigation into China. They take the initial report, drop it in the FBI's version of a paper shredder, and then the Federal Bureau of Investigation's director, Christopher Wray, sits in front of Congress and says, well, Russia's definitely trying to steal it on behalf of Trump. They also said this.
Whether it's China, Iran, Russia, or any other country, attempts to meddle in our elections or destabilize our free and open society represent attacks on our democracy. And as long as foreign adversaries keep engaging in these hostile influence campaigns, they're going to keep running into the FBI.
They're going to have to get through us. But they didn't. Now, all that led me to this, and then we're going to move off and talk about other things today. Why? What is the explanation for the FBI director to bury Chinese malfeasance on behalf of Joe Biden or on behalf of China? Why? And all the answers to that question are absolutely terrifying, and I don't have the answers to that question, so maybe I shouldn't have even asked it. But let's walk through this, you and me. Was Christopher Wray a Chinese asset? Well, I don't know. I'm not accusing. I don't know. Was he blackmailed by China? Was the director of the FBI blackmailed by China? How much classified information does the director of the FBI have? Well, pretty much all of it. Was the director of the FBI compromised by China, blackmailed? Maybe just as bad, maybe worse. Was he bribed by China? Accepting bribes in some way? I don't know. I don't have any idea. Okay, let's just take China out of it. Was the director of the FBI, a direct employee of the Democrat Party, of the American Communists, and he was so committed to those communists that he knew China was stealing an election for Joe Biden and he wanted it to happen? Look, I'm all ears. Chris, Corey, I'm all ears for any explanation that isn't horrifying, because this may sound like a small story. If the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation is covering up the stealing of an election by a hostile foreign power, there aren't any good explanations. And I've spent all day, because this story was breaking this morning, I spent all day working through in my mind what is the potential innocent explanation for this. Surely there is one. Surely there's maybe, I mean, look, it's me. I realize I'm a cynic, but trying to give everybody involved here the benefit of the doubt. And oh, wait a minute. Allow me to add another wrinkle. And we have a lot of this information courtesy of the reporting of Jerry Dunleavy, I should point out. The actual FBI, high-ranking FBI person who shut down this investigation and shredded the investigation, essentially, happens to be a high-ranking FBI official who was deeply involved in covering up Hunter Biden's laptop. Remember, the Federal Bureau of Investigation took possession of Hunter Biden's laptop because it possessed evidence of multiple felonies. Upon receiving this laptop, they looked at it and buried it for a year, knowing it was authentic. They didn't come out and even say they had it until they discovered through wiretaps that the media was getting ready to report on it. Upon discovering that, they ran to the different media and social media companies and told them all that this was Russia, 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 Russian disinformation. And the same FBI people who did that buried honest, true evidence that communist China was about to steal an election or attempt to steal an election for Joe Biden. Why? Why? You know, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but maybe that actually isn't the most important question, because maybe the truth is every answer to that question is as horrifying as the other answers to that question. But what I do know is this. I'm finding it extremely difficult to be too stressed out about a big bill that may or may not pass while I have the Stasi operating within the borders of the United States of America, working on behalf of the American communists and trying to throw you in prison. Sorry if everything else seems a little less important than that. You know what I need? I need a piece of meat. That's what I mean. Meat makes me feel better. It does. When I have a big old steak, it improves my mood. And is there anything more devastating than ruining one, especially with the costs now? I hate to sound like Chris, but with the costs of everything, it's backbreaking. Is there anything worse than overcooking your steak? Oh, no, it's brown. It sucks now. I might as well make beef jerky out of it. I mean, it's got to be devastating for you. I wouldn't know, because I have an IQ sense. That's not something I ever do anymore. If it sounds like I'm bragging, it's because I'm very much bragging that I make meat perfectly every single time, because I have a wireless cooking thermometer and my phone tells me when it's done. I can't possibly screw it up. I don't even have to buy the best cuts of meat. I will make it perfectly every time because my phone tells me, beep, 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 it's done. And I go pull it out perfect every time. You want to save 15% on this? Greatest thing you're ever going to buy in your life. ChefIQ.com, code Jesse. ChefIQ.com, code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you can email the show love, hate, death threats Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. I almost forgot. Obviously, Friday's Independence Day. We are not going to be here on Friday. Sorry, I'll be busy being an American. So tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. Ask me anything. All 3 hours belong to you. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. And don't shake your head when I'm talking about being an American, Chris. You know this is my favorite time of year. I mean, not the summer, but what, Chris? What? What? Oh my gosh, Chris, you don't have to fulfill every single stereotype. You know what Jewish producer Chris just said? He just complained about Independence Day and said fireworks were too expensive. Chris, couple things. One, sorry you have to spend some money to celebrate your country. That's one. Two, put it on the iHeart credit card. No, listen, Chris. This is part of being a patriot. Are we not about patriots and patriotism on this show? We can just, yes, we can have a Jesse Kelly fireworks show. Honestly, you don't know how to move numbers around? I thought that's something you would know. Use the iHeart credit card and go wild. And then, look, all you have to do, it's just you and me talking. We'll put up a video or something like that of it on Instagram or something, or Twitter. We'll put it up from the show account. And then if the suits are like, hey, you spent $500 at the fireworks shop, we'll be like, yeah, sorry, we're promoting the show. And you guys can do a little, what is that thing you do where you put the brand of the show on there? What is it? You put like brand, no, not branding, it's watermark. You put like a watermark on, this is the official Jesse Kelly Show fireworks, brought to you by Jewish producer Chris. What, Chris? What? Chris, I know nobody watches the videos. You don't understand. This is not to produce good content for people. This is so we can pass off the costs onto iHeart. That's quite simple. It's not about anything else. Gosh, Chris. Anyway, we should probably talk about this off air. Let's go back to... Anyway, let's talk about criminals. Let's talk about Christopher Wray. Just want to, again, point this out. You know, we brought up the Hunter Biden laptop. Remember in 2023 when Wray said this?
You're not supposed to be political. You see all this controversy going on. Why didn't the FBI say, time out, folks. We're not getting in the middle of this, but the laptop's real.
Again, we have to be very careful about what we can say, especially in the middle of an election season.
Doesn't seem like they were very careful. In fact, it almost seems like they were quite deliberate in hiding Communist China's involvement, hiding Communist China's plan to steal the presidency from Donald Trump and hand it to Joe Biden, a plan that we will never know whether or not it succeeded. Remember, it doesn't matter what you believe about the 2020 election. Doesn't matter. I've told you what I believe 1,000 times. We don't have to go over it again. But one thing that's not up for debate, not for you, not for me, not for anybody, is the number of votes. Have you ever seen this chart? There's this amazing chart out there, and I would highly recommend you go look it up. The chart is, it shows how many people vote in every single election for Democrats and Republicans. And what's amazing about the chart is how consistent it is. You know, it's one of those bar graphs. So you have the different heights of the bars as you're looking at it. And in recent memory, every election is the same. Prior to 2020, they're all the same. After 2020, all the same. But then there's this 2020 election. And wow, a lot of people voted. Man, did the Democrats get way more votes than they've ever gotten before, and way more votes than they've ever gotten since. Where did that come from? Maybe they were just extra motivated? Could be. Were those fraudulent Chinese votes? I don't know, and you don't know, and we the American people will never know, because the top law enforcement agency in the country buried the evidence of Chinese involvement. Again, I ask, why? Frightening to think about, isn't it? You remember how many times you and I have had the talk that the most dangerous thing going on in the world by a mile, is Western governments turning on their own citizens? Because let's remember a couple things here. In fact, I'm going to play something else that Christopher Wray said. Now, I had played this earlier, but I'm going to focus on one specific part of it. Listen to this.
The intelligence community's consensus is that Russia continues to try to influence our elections, primarily through what we would call malign foreign influence, as opposed to what we saw in 2016, where there was also an effort to target election infrastructure, you know, cyber targeting. We have not seen that second part yet this year or this cycle. But we certainly have seen very active efforts by the Russians to influence our election in 2020 through what I would call more the malign foreign influence side of things. So
now this is about to be the important part.
The media, use of proxies, state media, online journals.
Social media and online journals. You see, that's where those Russians are. That's where that foreign influence, that's where the election meddling is. Social media and online journals, that would just be blogs. You know what I mean? Substacks and blogs, that kind of thing anyone can create. Maybe you have one. And after they built that case, that's where the Russians are. Social media is where the Russians are. Wouldn't you know it? Then the FBI worked with DHS, worked with the DOJ, to censor Americans just like you on social media. They ignored the actual election interference and instead built the case, preemptively built the case that you out there questioning vaccines, questioning masks, you are probably the Russian. And even if you're not a Russian, you're definitely a domestic terrorist, or at least a potential domestic terrorist. Hey, Facebook, you should take away this guy's account. I heard he criticized Joe Biden. Now, again, there's nothing more dangerous than this, because we can't escape it. We can't escape living under the government unless we flat out leave the country. At some level, we exist underneath the United States government. The United States government is our government, our executive, our bureaucracy. Now, if they have, instead of protecting us, decided that we are the enemy or potential enemies, and they will do what they can to crush dissent in this country, that's a big deal. If they're working with communist China to ensure Joe Biden, Chinese-connected Joe Biden, soft-on-China Joe Biden, if the FBI is working with communist China to ensure Joe Biden steals an election from Donald Trump, there is no bigger deal in the world. So don't you dare email me and say, well, this was years ago, let's move on. We can't move on if the secret state police have declared war on us. There's nothing to move on to. There's nothing else that matters but that. Why? That's the question that matters. All right. Why, speaking of that question, why does the system on occasion seem to emotionally blackmail us with the threat of people will die? We'll talk about that next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Wednesday. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. So get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to this, you know, them complaining that people will die. And I will get to that in a few. Jewish producer Chris suggested that maybe it would be an appropriate time to discuss secret police organizations. Not that that has any relation to what we're going through today, but
the Stasi. You ever heard of the Stasi? You probably have. If you listen to this show, you have. They're a fascinating one. Did you know that the Stasi, well, let's get this out of the way first. The Stasi was the secret state police for East Germany. Remember when there was East Germany and West Germany, and West Germany was controlled by the Western powers, us, the UK, and it was free, prosperous, wonderful. East Germany ended up falling under Stalin's influence. This is all post-World War II stuff. So it became communist and became horrible. And it didn't take long for them to have revolts and problems in East Germany because people did not like the oppression of their government. The government was being terrible to them. Living conditions were going downhill. People started to rise up. And as soon as they did that, the communists inside of the government, they didn't go look in the mirror and say, wow, maybe we're doing the people wrong. Hey, maybe we should change our policies. The powerful people inside of East Germany, they got together and said, how do we smash this stuff? All this domestic dissent, people getting angry. We need to detect this and we need to stop it immediately. And so the Stasi began to grow. It began to grow in power, unbelievable amounts of power. How much did the Stasi do? Well, that's an interesting tidbit. We don't know. Not yet. You know why we don't know? Because upon the coming collapse of East Germany, the Stasi began to attempt to cover up their endless crimes. And they covered up those crimes by shredding the documents, actually physically shredding the documents. And as we speak, they are still putting that back together. You can go look this up online. It's fascinating. Garbage bags, tons of them, more than you can imagine, full of paper shreds that there's no fast way to do this, that people to this day are putting together. Who did they have files on? What was in those files? Now, we have had enough of those files exposed and put back together by this point in time to know this. The Stasi were 100% focused internally. Who's that person who criticizes the government? Who's that person who's being critical that there isn't enough food in the grocery store, complaining about his wages, complaining that the cars suck, the living conditions? Let's get a file going on that guy. I don't know. Should we pull his fingernails out? I don't know. Maybe we should just kill his wife. This is what happens when a government takes all of its guns and turns those guns against its own citizens. When the government decides its citizens are complaining, its citizens are unhappy, and therefore its citizens must be smashed, governments always turn to some form of state police organization and they unleash them on the population in order to silence dissent, in order to smash people. That's what happens, and it is the most mortifying thing in the world. In East Germany, I've actually seen one of these. They used to grab you, always in secret, by the way. Remember, the communist has to lie. They didn't want everybody to know that you just got snatched up by the secret police. So they'll get you after dark. They get you after dark and they throw you in the back of a windowless van, blindfolded, and they would drive you around for hours, only you'd end up at a secret prison that wasn't even that far from your house. But you'd think since you'd been driving around for hours, you were far outside of town. They'd drag you down into the basement, starve you, torture you. And in fact, I've actually seen the room where eventually when they were done, they would line you up, unbeknownst to you most of the time. They would have you washing your hands or something, and they'd walk in with the silence pistol and fire a bullet in the back of your head. That is what happens when your country ends up being controlled by a secret state police organization that has decided its citizens are the enemy of the country. I'm asking once again, what has happened in the United States of America? This is the biggest story in the country by a mile. It's so much bigger than the big, beautiful bill. It's so much bigger than anything going on in Russia, Ukraine, the Middle East, South America. It's so much bigger than the Diddy trial or whatever stupid things people are talking about today. It's big because it ends our entire existence. Having a secret state police agency. Did you know what else they used to do? Did you know they would work very hard to get families to report on each other? And families would. Always goes that way in communist systems. Always goes that way in communist systems. They would get wives walking into the Stasi office and turning in their husbands. Husbands turning in their wives. Children turning in their parents. Parents turning in their children. Everybody living in a constant state of fear that the Stasi might get you. So fearful that the Stasi might get you, you will turn in your own flesh and blood to earn their approval, to earn their gratitude. This is a frightening situation. If the Federal Bureau of Investigation is burying evidence that China was getting ready to steal a 2020 election, we have to know why. We have to know the names of everybody involved. We have to find out who was getting paid, who was getting blackmailed. There is nothing bigger going on in the country than what's going on right here and right now. Remember that. I will finally move office, and then we will finally discuss what. Why do they always say things like this?
And as a result, people are going to die. Connected to this one.
We'll talk about that. Now, you're not going to die if you don't replace that garbage employee, but you'll want to. There's nothing. What, Chris? Look, you wouldn't know what it's like, Chris, but trust me, I would. There's that person you work with who just drains your life. It drains your life, makes everything harder. And it's not even, they don't even have to cost you money. They just cost you your happiness. I know what you're going through. If you're an employer going through this, I hear you. It's hard to find good people. Jesse, I'd love to get rid of him, but it's hard to find good people. No, it was hard to find good people until ZipRecruiter came along. Now you're a day away. 4 out of 5 employers who log on to ZipRecruiter find a good candidate in the first day. 4 out of 5. They have this matching technology. You'll have quality people in front of you today. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. I'm not asking you to wait a year. Wait a year. Give them a chance today. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.